Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. Ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we won't hear your background noises. I also ask that you all please allow each other to speak one at a time. On live every Friday night by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. In the past few weeks, we've been having open discussions. Okay? The discussions have been about the things that's going on in today's society as far as people battling with the police officers and people being prejudiced. We went into people as far as relationship and lies and things of that nature. We've covered pretty much a lot of ground. And I do appreciate you all for calling. I am your host, Miss Reddy, and we have different callers that call in on Friday nights, and I appreciate each and every one that comes into contact with Street Talk, with the Street Talk fam. You can also go to Facebook and join our Facebook Facebook friends at Street Talk. You can log in and accept a friend at Sean Sean, or type in Granny's Place. We're sponsored by Granny's Place. Again, I am your host, Miss Reddy. Tonight I want to speak about lies and family and relationships. I have a caller online. Hello, caller. Say hello to Street Talk. Caller at 3657. Say hello.
Hello. My name's I'm Peaches.
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Huh?
I said, can you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, I said, hello, this is how y'all doing?
Hello, Peaches. I appreciate you for calling on tonight. on last week, we spoke in reference to the people who were being, what was it, racism? Racism in the street. And I was trying to see on today, what would you like to talk about on today?
I really didn't have nothing on my mind to talk about tonight yet, just right now. Just getting over this little cold.
Okay, well, I ran into a situation on this week that I would like to share with Street Talk listeners. I ran into a situation to where I had been letting my cousin them stay with me. And they stole some things from my house. So that's why I want to talk about lies and when you have people that you're trying to help, I've noticed that people come into contact with you, whether they're your friends or their family, they're beginning to take advantage of the things that you're allowing them to do. You find yourself helping them. You find yourself helping them, and I feel like they utilize your services, and then they steal from you. And I'm trying to see, at that point, what encouraging words do you feel like you can give to myself? Because at this point, I don't know exactly what to do or how to fix them.
I think that's real messed up. You put yourself in, you know, you have kids yourself, and then you out here, you trying to help somebody else when, I mean, and I'm sure they're grown-ups, right?
Yeah, they're grown-ups.
And that's how much they appreciated. They took something from you, you know? So that means they didn't, I don't feel like they appreciated it at all, because somebody, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Somebody that's helping you, you should appreciate that, because you never know when you're going to need that person again, or, you know, it could be anything. I mean, it might not be that person, but it's still, you know, you'll need somebody else. And then, you know, you've already messed up to where, I mean, you know, somebody going to hear. And to, you done messed up to where don't nobody want to help you because you're going to decide to go. You'll never come to, you know, get yourself right because God see it all. You can do what you want to, right? And think you're doing it behind somebody's back, but God see everything.
Yeah, he sees everything that happens. And I feel like at this point, I was very upset and irate. I was unsure of how to handle the things that were going on around me. And I know that things happen for a reason. And
uh-huh.
The way that God has set things up, he shows you different things and he will come into your life and he will open your eyes to things that's going on around you. And he will just, I mean, pretty much show you that people are not doing the right thing towards you. And I mean, at that point, I had to recognize that, hey, I'm helping people, but at the same time, people are hurting myself. So I have a few other callers online. Say hello, 7673. If your number ends in 7673, you can say hello to Street Talk listeners on tonight. If your number ends in 5441, you can say hello. We're just on speaking about things that's going on in today's world, and I was sharing with the callers a situation where you try to help people and people steal from. Say hello.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Well, okay, that's anonymous. Hi, anonymous. How are you on tonight?
What's up?
Yeah, I was sharing with them that sometimes you can try to help people and people will take your kindness for weakness and they will steal from you and it can be your friends and your family. And I was trying to share that these things happen to all kind of people every day. And I mean, if something like that was to happen to you all, I want to know, like, how would you all handle that? With a person that's living inside your household, you're doing everything that you can do to help them, and then they steal from you. I mean, you don't want to go to jail. You don't want to get yourself in any kind of trouble. At, you know, at what point do you cut them off and say that you're done? Like, I know that there's, you know, people tell you to be more like God and be forgiving, because you don't have a heaven or hell to put anyone in. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't judge people, and you should still help the people, but I feel like at that point you're supposed to help them from the outside of your home. What y'all think? Hello, callers. Do I have anybody that would like to share anything on that that situation? Have you all ever had anyone that you was trying to help steal from you that was in your family or your friends that was close? How would you handle those things? Mm-hmm. Do anybody know what the Bible says about liars and stealers and things of that nature? Would someone like to share anything what the Bible says? Because I know in the Bible it says that thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, and things of that nature. Thou shalt not kill, and things of that nature. I'm saying, like, if someone in your family stole something from you, what would you do? Peaches?
I probably would be very, very upset, depending on what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I know maybe now I might could look past it or let it go and count it as a loss. But I know a few years ago I don't think I would have done that. So,
I mean,
I'd have took matters in my own hand. Huh?
I think it goes with age, depending on your age. Some people will react in different ways depending on their age. Like a younger person, I feel, would have tried to get even with that person or tried to hurt that person. And I like, hold on, somebody has a car alarm or something going off. We don't want to speak the phone. Okay, I'm saying. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, I released that caller. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm saying I think it depends on your age. Depending on your age, it determines how you're going to handle things. When you're younger, you'll probably fight. You'll probably go back and try to hurt that person, you know. But I feel like once you've learned Bible principles, you still feel that same type of way. You still have that inside of you. You want to let loose. You want to let go. You want to hurt that person. You feel like you want to tear up everything that they've done. And, I mean, you want to just harm that person. You want to make them same way that you feel because they stole something from you. But you know that there are laws out there where you can't do those kind of things to them. And you know that the God is love and he don't want you to hurt anyone. So how do you handle, you know, I think that, how would y'all handle that? Caller at 3657, how would you handle that?
Just me again. I would have to count it as a loss, and I don't think it's got nothing to do with age. I feel like it's because I don't want to go that road to where I have to be locked up behind something somebody else did. Then I let allow them to send me down that road, you know, to where I hurt them. So it's just, I mean. But what would I do? I mean, like I said, I would have to count it as a loss, but I just wouldn't, you know, I couldn't fool with that person no more. But, yep. I mean, that wouldn't make me turn my back on everybody else because everybody's not the same. I'm not going to let you stop my blessing because you take something from me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's going to hurt because it's somebody you were trying to help and somebody that you probably care about, you know? So you have to give, you have to care in order for you to help, I guess, for, you know, to allow them in your house, you know, for one. So, I mean, I can't say too much about what to do about it, what I would do, because I don't know. I really don't know right now. I can't say. You know, I would try. I feel like I would try to let it go.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about some of these boyfriends that are lying nowadays. I find that more dudes are lying to get what they want. I mean, back in the day, people used to tell lies and used to laugh about it because, you know, you thought that they really didn't understand what they were saying or what they were doing to you. But I'm finding it nowadays that people find it very cute to just lie to you about anything. I mean, people come into contact, like you were saying about on the last show, you said that somebody lied so that they wouldn't have to deal with somebody.
Right.
I'm finding it more often that people are telling lies just for nothing. I mean, just not to be around you. And I feel like if you don't want to be around someone, you should just tell them, hey, I don't want to be around you right now. You know, instead of lying to them, say, hey, I'm supposed to come over there, or hey, I'll be right there. Something like that. You don't have to lie. You don't have to go shut yourself down. You don't have to tell other people to lie and cover it up for you because, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you have friends that hide from each other when they get paid or their paydays and stuff like that. And you have folks that just, you know, just carrying on. How would y'all handle that? Do y'all have any of those things going on around y'all? What about you? I see a couple of callers have dropped. I guess it was getting too real for them, so they didn't understand what was going on. Hello, caller at 5441. Are you still there? Okay. I guess on tonight everybody wants to hang up on Street Talk because they're scared to say what they would need to say. But, hey, I'm still on live, and I know that things go on every day around you, and people try to slide by and not be honest. And I feel like honesty is the key, and everybody should be honest no matter what you're going through because God looks highly on honesty, and I feel like you can get way further in life if you just tell the truth about some things instead of lying your way through things. I feel like you should encourage everybody that you meet to fall in place and maybe tell the truth about things. If you know that that person is lying, you should stand up and tell them, hey, I know that you're not telling the truth. I mean, you should tell the truth. I ran into a young lady that feel some type of way about people lying around me the other day, and she made the truth come out. It's different ways that you can make the truth come out. You don't have to hurt a person in order to make the truth come out. You can merely ask them to go ahead and just tell the truth. If they feel like they still have to lie, there's ways that you can go around it and, you know, try to, you know, encourage them to be a better person. I feel like once you learn to tell the truth, you'll have a better feeling within yourself. You'll gain a conscience and you'll feel good about yourself. You won't feel like you have to go around keeping up with the lies. You won't feel like you have to just keep on living your life accordingly. Because, I mean, at some point you have to stop lying. I mean, you can't keep up with every lie that you tell to everyone that you come into contact with. There's no way that you can possibly do that. I mean, we all live 365 days of the year, Mika? Ain't 365 days of the year? Okay. And if you lie all 365 days of the year, at what point do you stop? That's what I'm saying. But at your funeral, do a person stand up at that point and tell the people that?
What they know, and that's a lot.
I'm saying, have you ever been to a funeral where you know a person was no good and the aura inside the room? It's crazy because
no.
I've been to a funeral where the aura inside the whole room was like, I'm glad that person is dead.
Okay.
And that's carrying on. And I have. And
I feel you on the line for why the people don't keep lying and make them feel better about themselves knowing that they know they done lied on other folks and just feel like ain't nothing wrong.
I would like you to open up and talk on tonight because this is what street talk is all about. When people you will have fun. I encourage you to talk because that's a live conversation and we're going down on street talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody, each one, teach one. And people call in, they just sit on the phone, they listen, and they don't want to say anything because they know that they're liars.
People need to tell the truth, they don't know about God. So, preaching about God, everybody do dirt, everybody do something, they ain't got no business, you know. But don't keep sitting up and trying to preach about God when you know you're still doing crazy stuff and done crazy stuff, but at the same time, you don't want to confess to what you've done to hurt another person. You know what I'm talking about? Because, I mean, it's live all the way around. Everybody lies just to get a dollar these days. Everybody lies just to get fame these days.
So people lie to get on, in other words.
In other words, there you go.
Wow. I find it very interesting that you would mention that because I do know. Okay, can you share? Open up, share that with me so I can go ahead and carry on.
Like what?
Tell me a situation to where you
it
feel
can be
like.
Your friends. So if you ain't done what they say, you can be your friends. I'm sitting up there and lie on you to get in, I guess, the next bigger pocket because your pocket's not bigger. Enough to be, so they'll go roll with the next play, knowing that play is not right.
Mm-hmm.
That type stuff goes on because your pocket's not big enough, boo boo. You got to have deep pockets to have friends these days.
So you feel like it's the money that encourages people.
Talk.
Okay.
Money talks, lies walk.
Okay. But lies are carried, people carry on. When I say
exactly, and those want to get them killed, and they're going to be eventually tongue tied.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about that bread. next person they can forget about them and don't even worry about them. Because right now where I'm at, I feel like I'm not even wanted. I don't get forgot about them. Like I don't think I already died. Like I said, I'm going to send everybody a eulogy.
So I agree with you. It's other people out here in the world that feel the same way that you feel.
Yes, it does.
And people feel like
they're doing what they want them to do so they don't want to be bothered with.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging in with the next person. This is buying little, buying this. It is world crazy.
It is.
It's world crazy.
It really is. The world is really crazy. And you got to understand that with the world being what it is today, that's why they say you don't live in, you live on the earth, but you're not supposed to live for the earthly things. And people will actually bring you to feel like when you hang around a certain type of people will make you feel like what you're doing is totally wrong because of the things that they're doing. And they feel like the lies they're telling will actually help them along, and they'll make you really believe that the lies they're telling is the truth.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I appreciate that. No, I want you to say something else because we still have 30 minutes. And all the other callers, we had one more caller that's listening, and all the other callers dropped. And I know that some of our friends, and they knew that some of the things that we was going to say was going to hurt their feelings, and I apologize for any inconvenience. And I know that everybody can play this back, and they can listen to it. And like I just said, each one teach one. I live by it and I die by it. And I encourage everybody that I meet to tell the truth. But, I mean, we have people that you go around that actually feels like what they're saying is the truth. I mean, and you can look right at them and know that what they said was a lie. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes hurtful to you because, and that's encouraging the kids to do wrong things as well, because as kids grow up, kids do exactly what they see. You know what I'm saying? And if you're teaching a kid, if all you're doing is lying and carrying on, a child only knows to lie and carry on. They know not to do the right things. They're going to pick up on those things, and you have to be careful while doing it. You have to know that everything that you're doing reflects your kid. It's a reflection of everything a kid does is a reflection of yourself.
Yes, like I said, kids are sponges. They just like sponges. They soak in everything, and you never know when they're gonna release it.
Like I seen a child on today that I felt like needed to be beaten, and
y'all could be,
that child was totally out of control. And at what point do you stop and tell a child, hey, what you're doing is wrong? You have to learn to do the right thing. I mean, you have to encourage these babies. If nobody teaches these kids that what they're doing is wrong, they're going to carry on in such a manner, and it's going to lead people into places that they don't need to be. It's going to harm society. It's going to make the people that's around them get hurt. It's going to cause problems in atmospheres. It's going to be a big problem no matter what. And, I mean, if you have a child and they're of age to where they can see what you're doing and they know what you're doing, I encourage you to do something that's positive around them and don't let them see you doing nothing negative. I'm not saying that everybody that's grown have to go and hide what they're doing, but at some point, some things stay away from the kids. When we were growing up, they had kids in one room and adults in the other room.
There you go.
And nobody was telling the nobody was making the kids sit in there. You couldn't sit amongst the grown folks.
They were coming saying, you go play as a child and do what they do until you are called upon.
Yeah, and we actually told the kids what to do. We didn't allow them to make so many choices that they're making
nowadays. Yeah,
exactly.
I see a lot of that. I see a lot of parents letting their children make a lot of choices on their own. And a lot of them end up being disrespected by their kids too a lot and hurt and everything else because they're trying to be their friends instead of their parents. You can't do that. You just can't do that.
I understand that, and I know that you can't be a friend to a child.
But they gotta be able to open the talk to you and stuff, you know. But
You for just even touching on it, because I mean,
no, that's a really deeper subject for me. Actually,
it's a lot of people that I come into contact with that has a problem with the way that I govern myself around kids and things that I tell them to share with their kids and things that I tell them don't share with their kids because they feel like they know it all. And
that's when you let them bring their own.
It takes a village to raise a child.
I understand that when you got parents like that, you back up because y'all don't have problems. And then the kids don't even need to see that when you really just try to put in your input because you see it, you know, it's something totally different from the way you see it. You're not going to get that these days.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
get that. You got parents out here, you got mamas out here really envying their daughters trying to be, I do their daughters. You got fathers out here envying their sons and not trying to do their sons. So it's like, really, everybody battling each other. Family, no family. And it's really ridiculous.
You do have family battling each other, and I agree with you on that. You have people that's jealous of you because of who you are. You have people that's your friends and your family members that are encouraging negative things instead of positive things. You have, go ahead. Don't bite your tongue. Go ahead and speak. We have another call online. It's with 8977. Introduce yourself. If your phone number ends in 8977, you can say hello on Street Talk. We're on live.
Oh, hello. This is Foolie Wayne in the building. How y'all doing?
Hi, we're fine. We're speaking about life and things that's going on in the streets. We was, you know, raising a child, how people are envious of, and, you know, people are living their lives through their kids and doing different things, you know, and they're not actually raising these kids nowadays. They're letting these kids get out of control. What do you have to say on that point, or do you have anything that you would like to share on tonight?
Am I edited?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, am I edited? No cursing, curse words.
No, I'm sorry. Let me give you the rules. There's no curse words on Street Talk. I encourage you to say things, whatever is on your mind, I encourage you to say it, but you cannot say anything vulgar as far as cursing, but you can express anything that's on your mind. That's what we're here to do. Each one teach one. This is Street Talk, and we're on live. Go ahead.
Well, I ain't got much to say, you know. All I got to say is people that's having kids these days, they need to learn how to raise them before they have them. You know what I'm saying? Because our youth is destroyed with this rap music and these videos and all this other stuff I heard, man, in this world. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, the topic y'all talking about is something I talk about every day. You know?
Yeah, we understand that. What we're saying, I truly believe that some of the music that they're doing nowadays is out of control, because nobody's really doing the things that they're talking about in their music. They're actually just putting on the front. And if they're not actually, I don't feel like they should encourage these kids to do it, because these kids are feeling like these rappers are actually doing these things that they're saying that they're doing, and they're actually going out and doing it. And that's when you find a crash dummy, and that's not cool. And at this point, nobody can see, hey, look, this is just a song, you know what I'm saying? This is just a song. It's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's just a song. It's just something that's being performed. I have a couple of more callers. Hello, caller at 4789. Say hello to Street Talk. You're on live.
Okay, yeah, look at that. 4789,
say hello to Street Talk. Call number 8787. Say hello.
What's up? How y'all doing?
We're fine. We're on here.
we were talking about kids and how people are not raising their children to do the right thing. People are encouraging their kids to do negative things to positive things. They're letting these, our youth is going astray. Carrying on in such a manner to where nobody's grabbing a hold of them, and it's making our realistic things that's going on in the world, it's making it see these reality shows and these rap stuff, and nobody gets the performance. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's kind of out of whack. You know, my father was talking about that today. Somebody, you know, we grew up back in the day, wasn't no social media, none of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Say, everybody now, you see whatever you want to do, crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the way I look at it like this, man, if people don't start trying to get their kids, they're going to realize in a minute how they lost them, and you shouldn't lose your kids to television or radio.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear what you're saying. It's like a whole lot of background noise. And what you're saying is true. As far as people are going to realize they're losing their kids at this age, like, to the streets and to the world, and they're not governing them accordingly. They're not helping the kids. They're not encouraging the kids to do something positive. They're allowing the kids to do whatever people are talking about. It's like, I see some stuff today that I wouldn't dare think that I would see, but I mean, hey, to each his own, everybody raise kids. Go ahead. I didn't hear you. Call at 3-2. Your number ends in 3657. Say hello to Street Talk.
Hello.
I'm back.
Oh, okay. How are you on tonight?
All right, this week's about
okay, call 478-9. You're all about ready. I'm going to say hello to Lee.
Yeah, Rainbow.
Okay, I can't hear you. But, yeah, anyway, we're going to continue this conversation. We've been talking about these kids, and I mean how everything's getting out of hand. It's not only the kids, it's the grown people as well. You know what I'm saying? If the grown people are not governing themselves accordingly and learning how to come into contact with their children, I mean actually sit down and have a conversation with a kid. Grown people are not even having casual conversations with kids. Grown people are telling the other people, look, this is my kid. I'm going to do this for my kid. And, you know, this is my kid, so let me do what I'm going to do with my kid. And I tell them at the same time, no, I'm an adult, too, and I don't like the way the jerk is handling you. And so I feel like at that point I need to help you along with your kid, tell you that what you're doing with your kid is wrong, but I'm not going to tell you that in front of your child. I'm going to tell your kid, hey, child, what you're saying to your parent is incorrect, and I don't feel like what you're saying is correct, so you need to govern yourself accordingly. You need to get yourself together. And then I tell them you need to read the Bible where it says a child that disrespect their parents, their days will be shortened. You know what I'm saying? And some parents get mad when you quote the Bible to a kid, too. I came into an instance where a person gets upset and say, well, they know that, you know what I'm saying? If they knew that, then why are they carrying on like that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's getting to the point where when you're trying to help a parent, they get all upset and hostile, and they feel some type of way, too. And, I mean, I feel like that's a lack of that parent being a parent. But, I mean, like I said, when we was younger, we didn't have some parents inside the household raising kids. You had the grandparents raising the kids, and they were too busy going to work and trying to help all the other kids, so nobody would start to teach the kids. So if you run into contact with the kids that need discipline, I feel like discipline is supposed to be done. Do y'all agree or disagree with me?
Yeah, I agree. You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you, I had the same conversation that day. You remember when we were younger, our grandparents, they stayed in the house together, and if they had an argument, you never knew it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now everybody, something that goes on, everybody quits taking their stuff to the internet, Facebook, the corner, the person down on the corner, and you wonder how things out of control. If they were going through something, you never knew what was going on. If they had an argument, it happened later on where nobody was there but just them two. And when you came in, it was a quiet thing.
They stopped. They didn't keep going.
That's true.
Whatever went on between them, it happened. Now, it, man, it's like Johnny Taylor. Everything got an open now.
I'm going to tell you something about that. I agree with you on that. I feel like you're not supposed to all go around the kids because they make the kids learn to disrespect the other person.
My point is
And when we're talking to kids, when we're talking to, amongst our friends and saying different things to our friends and our cousins and our family members, they have the kids sitting up in there listening, and then you teaching the kids to disrespect another person. And you don't have to, if I'm mad at you, that don't mean that your kid going to be mad at me, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's
something I talked about today earlier with another parent, another cousin of mine. I said, hey, just because I'm in school with you, don't mean for your kid to talk to me some type of way. Don't mean for your kid to smear up when I walk through. Because when they smear up when I walk through, I feel some type of way because they're disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And they said, well, they don't know what's going on. Yes, they do, because you carry it on in front of them. So they feel some type of way. And they feel like they can carry it on with me, too. And so I'm not going to allow that to happen. And, I mean, my kids sit up, too. And I have a problem with, we have boys. You know what I'm saying? And raising boys is something hard to do. And, I mean, you telling the boys, when you get into it with somebody, telling the boy he cannot say nothing to that person is hurting his ego. He feel like, no, I'm going to handle this because this dude not going to just talk to my mama like this, or this person not going to just handle my mama in such a manner. But you have to tell him, hold on, son. I'm an adult. This is an adult. I need you to back down and still respect that person as an adult because, hey, the fight is not yours. The battle is not yours. What you say? Go ahead and say that.
By them being boys and just their mama, they not understanding that. They going to protect their mom. That's why I was like, you know, you got to let these boys just vent the way they vent because it will repent back on us. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't stop my baby many of times from handling battles that I was in. It's like, no, this is not your situation. Go sit down. Mama got this. It's making him feel less of a child boy because I'm letting him handle
you don't mix the mingle. That's what I'm saying. You don't mix the mingle. Kids' business, the grown folks' business. Like he was just saying, like he just said earlier, it's a time and a place for everything. And see, you got some people. His manhood.
It's like, no, this is not so fighting.
But you don't want to intimidate that manhood at the same time. But you that's when you separate the two, like he said earlier. No, we can't because our street talk. Yeah, because when you once you cross that line and you make a child that adult, then hey, it's on and popping. Because, I mean, if a child, I don't mean no harm, I apologize, y'all. But if a child come up to me and step to me as an adult, I'm going to, first of all, draw a line. I'm going to tell them, hold up, wait, stop. I'm not talking to you. You're a child. You're underage. I need to talk to an adult. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Then kids feel like nowadays they say, oh, she charging me up. And you tell them, hold up, wait. I can't charge up a child because I don't have a battery. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you have a battery, but I don't run by batteries. I run by real life, and I don't feel like playing with you, child. So I need you to go get a adult, go get a parent. I'm not trying to disrespect your parents. I'm not trying to disrespect you. And some kids will carry. I don't know. I've seen kids to where they tell me, F you, I don't need my mama. I don't need this. I don't need that. And then that's when I say, wait, I'll call an authority figure because it's authority figure. Guess what? He can get that prayer out of you. He can get that up out you. And so at that point, you don't want to call the police on the child. And some people say that's wrong to call the police on the child. No, you call the police because you don't want to get yourself into a situation. Because some kids will pop off and they'll start hitting you and carrying on. And if they hit you and carry on, you do have the right to defend yourself, but then you're going to catch a case. It's going to say a duh against the mama.
That's how their parents allow them to step in instead of telling them, look, baby, I got this. I know I appreciate you stepping in because, you know, you the man, you know, of that house, being that it's maybe a single parent home, and they, you know, that you might tell your son, well, you the man, you know, you the man of the house, true enough. But when it's a battle like that, you're right, you're an adult, and this is an adult. So you don't, you know, I don't want you being disrespectful. You know, you have to put that in your child. But some people not doing that. They allow their child to talk crazy and, you know, some of them laugh about it. That's these days. That wasn't like that when I was growing up. It was like that.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why I say that you have to pay attention to the households that you're stepping into. You have to pay attention to the people you're going around. Ain't no kid that come around me don't carry on as if they're adult. You know what I'm saying? And when they carry
these grown folks out here playing, you have these grown folks out here playing with these kids. But you have these grown folks out here playing with these kids. Like that adult, when you stay in your adult form, and that these kids stay in a kid form. That's why these kids have been so grown these days.
Yeah, but when they be grown, you have to
step
back.
Exactly.
Now, you a child.
My kids is grown. My kids are grown, and they both still say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, to my friends or in an adult. You know, they're grown and they have their kids, but they still no respect.
Of course, that's because they had that right upbringing.
And you spoke about it being a single parent home. A lot of women will use the fact that they have a single parent home and drag that along. Knowing that they
still are not just helping their kid and not governing their kids accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Some women will actually use that. Oh, well, he wasn't raised by his daddy. That's the reason why he out of control. No.
You don't have to be raised. You don't have to be raised
by your daddy in order to be in control. What do y'all think about that?
What you mean? Don't
feel bad
about my baby. Is my baby out of control?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. And his
dad
wasn't
broke away
before he got older.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that, like, some parents are also saying, ignore that because they mentally disturbed. They on mental medicine. What do y'all think about this mental medicine thing that these people are saying about
some
these kids?
Some of them are really needed and some of them are really not.
They get everyone out.
My baby walked in on his granddad. He was dead for 3 days. You know what I'm saying? My baby walked in on that. He saw that at the age of 3 and a half. He had not really seen that. That's going to stick with him for the rest of his life. So, of course, he's going to have problems. He don't know what's going on. So,
I'm talking about some of these parents.
But my mom could be putting them on medication just to get their check.
But listen to what I'm
saying. Nothing wrong with these kids.
Listen what I'm saying.
But
you don't need no better. Like 5-6 pieces of it.
Ooh. And that's why I
wanted
to stop you early, but I let it go.
What do y'all think about a kid that temper tantrum and the police is just telling them if the parent can go to jail? Carrying on and working them. I don't feel like that's right. Y'all think that that's right?
No.
The police tell the kid that what?
The police told one of the parents that I came into contact that if she touches her child, she's going to go to jail. And I feel like that wasn't their police's place to say to their child.
Because he getting that kid the wrong information. I mean, getting him, you know what I'm saying, the wrong situation. Because that's telling him, hey, you know, you go ahead and do what you want to do. If your mama or daddy whoop you, then I'm going to take them to jail for whooping you. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
You know what I'm saying? That's wrong.
I'm talking about
I know some police that be like, shit. Well, you're going to be like, hey, man, you can go there. You can do what you do. I ain't tripping. I'm going to leave so you can go there and whoop because they need this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and say what you said.
I know some police be like, man, go ahead and whoop you. I know some police be like, man, go ahead and whoop your kid. I'm going to leave while you go ahead and have your business because they need it.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point,
the way the CPS system is set up, they're taking some of these people, kids, that need to be disciplined and telling them that, I mean, you can't discipline your child, and these are the kids that really need to be beat. I mean, not beat, but, I mean, disciplined. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, they're out of control, and it gets to the point where they need to be disciplined. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and if you spoil the
rod,
if you spoil the rod, you spoil the child.
They done gave these kids that security blanket, so they figure like, well, you know, I'm going to do something, I'm going to call the people on you. Well, you know, we all got whoopings. You know, some of us still turned out a little wild, but, hey, you know, we probably would have been worse than that. We wouldn't have got the whoopings we got. I know a lot of people can remember some of the whoopings. Man, I wish I wouldn't have did that because I got a whooping for that. You know what I'm saying? I remember a lot of times. I remember, like, I got caught my pot, and he breaking people's garage. His mom and them didn't get, they didn't go to his mom and them. I got the whooping, but I never told on him. You know what I'm saying? He stole the stuff. I'm just right along with him. But the people knew where I live because I live right across the street from them. And I ain't never stole nothing to this day.
See, but I bet your friend is going around still stealing because nobody told
him. You better believe it.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're in a situation like that, I feel like you should go and tell the parent what just happened. You share it with the parent as well. Like my son, I teach my kids this. If somebody's going around that getting you in trouble, my son came to me and said, a little boy stole a bicycle. And the parent came to him and started arguing with him about stealing the bicycle. He said, I didn't steal the bicycle. The other boy did. He said, but I was with the boy when he stole the bicycle. He said, but I told the boy to take the bike back. And I told him at that point, you needed to come inside and get me because the parent was yelling and screaming at him, said she was going to call the police. I said, you as a child supposed to came and told me so I can be your backup and tell what's going on. And I feel like at that point, I can handle that with the adult and we can take them around to the person who actually stole the bike because I don't feel like a child is supposed to be left hanging. You get what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I guess everybody in them went into silence mode. But at this point, I feel like kids are only doing what the parents are allowing them to do. They're carrying on in such a manner to where if a parent is not teaching their child right, things that we do every day, they watch where, they watch how we talk, they watch him walk, and they mimic what we do. So, with that being said, be careful what you do around children because it's catchy, just like a flea, just like you catch a cold, kids catch what you do. They catch on quick. A baby does the same thing. Each one teach one. Do y'all believe in what I'm saying or you don't? You do? Caller 8728, do you believe in what I'm saying? Caller 3657, do you believe in what I'm saying? Caller 4789, say hello to Street Talk. Okay, nobody's speaking. Okay. Well, on tonight, I appreciate everybody for calling in. We have 10 minutes left, and it's been a beautiful conversation, and I feel like we came to a conclusion that parents are leading their kids in the right direction. You learn to encourage your child, tell a child positive things to do. You go with your child. You lead a child in the way that you want them to go. As a child, you learn things yourself. We grow up and become women and men. We have children ourselves. Don't let your child down. As a mother, I feel like
a single mother at that, I feel like you don't have to have a man to raise a child, but it's good to have a man in your presence. But don't fight trying to get a man to raise the kid. In such a manner that's bad. Watch who you let sit down and talk to your children. Don't allow your children to speak to everybody that they come into contact with. Be careful who you let govern your child. Pay attention to what you're saying, wearing. Clothing is a big issue nowadays as well. Okay, say it again.
These are like sponges. They're gonna release whatever it is they don't.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. You're saying that everything that you do around a person, that's with a child and anybody that you're around. You sit around a killer, you'll end up being a killer. You sit around a positive, you end up being positive. You sit around a negative person, being negative. You sit around a liar, you be a liar. You sit around a person that's being devious, that be devious. You sit up around a stealer, you steal. I get what you're saying. I understand it, and it's true. Because life leads you in such a manner to where you have to understand that you have to govern yourself accordingly. At the end of everything that you do in life, you have to understand that. At the end of everything you do in life, you have to understand that you are held accountable for your own actions. Whether somebody else has done something or not, it's not up to you to decide whether they're going to be punished or gave something for. But you have to give it to consideration of how you live your own life. You have to govern yourself accordingly, exactly. No matter what it is. What you mean by that?
What?
You said, say it again.
Pay attention to your surroundings because everybody will try to put you in a frame.
Pay attention to your surroundings because everybody will try to put you in a frame. Okay. That's something that's different. I appreciate you for saying it on Street Talk because that's something that's different. I like the way that you said that, and I'm going to have to use that because that's something that's good. And you shared about the sponge because everything that you come into contact with, you release it according to how you live your life. You govern yourself accordingly. You learn to be encouraging. You learn everything that you come into contact with. Each one teach one. I live on it, I die by it. God is love. He don't sit you around people for nothing. Everybody that you come into contact with is for a reason. You learn from everybody that you come into contact with, whether you speak to them or not. You see. He gives you five senses. You see, hear, feel, and touch, taste, and smell everything that's going on around you. You understand me?
Yeah.
So with your five senses that God gave you that you're living with, utilize them and be careful on how you handle your life and start to pay attention to the things that's going on around you. And I encourage every mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, auntie, friend, whoever you want to be to somebody, to do something positive to the next person that you come into contact with. Okay? We have 5 minutes left on the show. I appreciate everybody that called. I appreciate everybody that listened. Street Talk is on every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. We also have where you can go back and play any show that you want to listen to by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place. We're sponsored by Granny's Place. We're on live every day of the week. We have a show come on. Different times. You can find it out by logging on to the website. We have My Sister, My Friend show. We have a open on the free on the inside show. We have Street Talk, which is myself, Miss Reddy. We have Teen Talk that's getting ready to come on this summer, I think, or either when school starts back. That's where people can call in. You can do homework over online with teens or whatever you want to do. Before the summer is over, we're going to try to come up with a place that we can meet Street Talk in person in Oak Cliff area. I hadn't set up a date or a time yet. I think it's going to be in July. Maybe towards the end of July. I encourage everybody to stay positive. And I encourage everybody to tell the truth about anything that goes on in your life. If you can hear my voice on tonight or any other night, I encourage you all to grow closer to God and gain a conscience. Pick up the Bible. If you read one or two scriptures out of the Bible, I encourage you all to do so. I would like to thank you all for calling on tonight. I would like to thank you all for listening. I would encourage you all to stay strong. And to everybody that can hear my voice, God bless. Know that Jesus is real. Know that Jehovah God is in control of everything that you do. Know that everything that you decide to do in your life, you make choices. You have decisions to make. You can make a wrong decision or a right decision. Nobody can push you to do something that you don't want to do. I've been living my life for 32 years in which I've came into contact with many people. You can hear things that you don't want to hear. You can see things that you don't want to see. I encourage you to stay blessed. I encourage you all to stay positive, and I encourage you all to stay real and honest and loving and caring. Doing to others as mm-hmm. you want them to do.
That's good.
I also encourage you all to, they say don't go to a church. I encourage you all to go to some form of church. I don't care if it's a Kingdom Hall, a church, a sermon. Go somewhere and get some word from somebody sometime of the week. I don't care when it is, but some form of learning about the Bible, because the Bible don't teach you wrong. The Bible don't change. And we do as people because we're imperfect. But I encourage you all to do something positive throughout your week. Thank you all for calling 310-984-126. And thank you all for calling. And God is love. And you all have a nice night, okay? Thank you all for calling Street Talk. We're signing off in about 30 seconds. Thank you all, and you all have a blessed week. Do you all have any announcements to make? No announcements. Okay, well, call in next Friday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. Thank you all for calling Street. 310-982-4126. Share the number, and thank you all for calling. God bless. Thanks.